Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, November 5th. Today we're celebrating All Saints Sunday. As you listen to Father Joe's message today, consider the following questions. Who do you know who is a saint? St. Paul says we are all children of God. Do you consider yourself to be a child of God? Do you believe you carry the likeness of God? Think of times you have, without planning, done something nice to help someone. Do you see God's image and encouragement in those times?
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then they began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be fulfilled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will be called, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
With his hands, he could imagine and create just about anything. He made many practical tools and contraptions and thingamajigs. He taught me a little about plumbing and electrical work and how to weld, and no, I still don't remember how to do that. Just like my Uncle Dale, there are a multitude of saints who lived faithful lives, who are an example to those around them. And yes, you know many of them. Who are they? What are their names? Well, I'd like to take a moment right now to recognize some of these lesser-known saints. So please, go ahead and call out their names. Mary Kay. Each and every one of these individuals and saints, perfect, no, but saints nonetheless. The Apostle Paul recognized that all Christians are saints. He wrote to the church in Corinth, calling them all saints. In today's epistle, Paul calls the believers children of God. He writes, "See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God." What does it mean to be a child of God? Well, it means that we bear God's DNA, God's spiritual DNA. The image and the likeness of God reside within us. This is why we are considered saints. As children of God, how are we to understand our likeness to God? Well, there is deep within every human being, within our mind and spirit and soul, the glorious spark of divinity. We all carry within us a unique manifestation of the very mark of God. It is, I believe, a sad fact that some people just can't seem to see this glory that resides within them. Could be because of some trauma from their past, or maybe they've been taught that we all have been born with a sin nature, that we were all born corrupt, and that our heart is deceitfully wicked. Some holding to this darker theology have a hard time seeing the image and the likeness of God in themselves or in others. It may surprise you to know that from the very beginning of the Christian church, most of the Eastern church has always believed in the doctrine of original goodness, not original sin. But as children of God, you and I do bear the likeness of God, and every time that likeness shines forth, you get a glimpse of a saint. We see a saint when a total stranger risks their own life to rescue someone in danger. We see a saint when, without being noticed, they spot a piece of trash on the sidewalk and bend down to pick it up and throw it away. Or maybe they helped a turtle across the road. A saint cares for or prays for the immigrant, the outcast, the downtrodden, and the marginalized. Anywhere that the values and priorities of God are seen, there a child of God mirrors that image, that likeness. There is a saint. Today we celebrate and remember all God's children, living and long dead, who have made a difference on this earth, who have impacted the lives of others in big or small ways. Theologian Karl Rahner wrote this, "The Feast of All Saints does not honor a company of immortals far removed from the realm of ordinary human existence. The saints were not superhuman beings, but those who realized the vocation for which all human beings were created and to which we are ultimately called. No one is called to be another Saint Francis or Saint Teresa, but there is a path to holiness that lies within our individual circumstances, that engages our own talents and temperaments, that contends with our own strengths and weaknesses, that responds to the needs of our own neighbors and our particular moment in history." We may tend to downplay what we see as our small and kind of insignificant abilities. We may be more aware of our weaknesses sometimes than our strengths. But God sees the glory in each and every one of us. God sees the saint that we are. We have all been placed here to impact the world around us in ways God desires that we do. Let me give you one example of some simple saints who have impacted the world around them. This building, where we now sit, was dedicated to the glory of God and to the expansion of the reign of God on October 22nd, 29 years ago. It took a lot of hard work by many individuals, There were many saints who worked on the founding vestry committee, the building committee, and the vestry of 1994. Here are their names. Let's see if any of you have been around long enough to remember any of them. Reginald Backhurst, senior warden. Paul Smith, junior warden. Robert Nicholson, treasurer. S. Kent Higgins, clerk. Gilbert Loser and Sharon Smith. Robert Nicholson, chairman. William Gagan, treasurer. John Breger, Richard Coleman, Judith Egan, Gilliam Evelyn, Alice Foster, Anna Gallo, Robert Kelly, Frank Newton, John Pran, Gilliam Evelyn, senior warden, John Foster, junior warden, Lillian Bergman, clerk, Richard Coleman, William Clowney, Michael Bartlett, Patricia James, and the Reverend David Klein, vicar. You wonder where I got these names? Has anybody seen this list? It's on a plaque on the other side of the south wall of this nave. Go after the service and take a look and see a list of these saints. Every one of them, yes, are saints. Imperfect, I'm sure. Some of them may even have been a bit difficult to work with at times. But if I was to guess, I believe that very few of them would have seen their lives as extraordinary. And yet, here we are, 30 years later, still reading their names. And you and I are here because of them. This community of faith that built this place stands strong today and more physically and financially and spiritually solid than when it was on the first day that many long years ago. And this is their story, their legacy that they have left us. But what about our story? What do we know about the saints today who live and work and learn and grow and give in this place? How important is their work, your work, you saints of God? We all sit here in a renewed and refreshed sanctuary. Thanks to the many saints of the Renovation and Revisioning Committee, the project management team who has met week after week after week after endless week, the vestry and the tech team, the altar guild, the flower guild, the kitchen crew, and the list could go on and on. They, along with many other saints of God, have put in limitless hours and many months of meetings and conversations and phone calls and emails. They have given and sacrificed financially. Every one of these saints has enabled us on this side of the pandemic and a hurricane to be stronger and more full of faith and love than we were before the virus spread, the wind blew, and the rain fell. So what are the glorious works of the saints of God? They are your work. They are my work. As children of God, as saints, every single one of us has a job to do and a financial gift to give. Last week, I spoke with one of our dear saints. Her physical condition makes it challenging to attend church regularly or to be involved in various ministries. And yet, she has found God's work for her to do from her home. And she does it faithfully, and she does it lovingly, and she does it well. She is one of our many faithful saints of God. What is your work? What is your gift? What is mine?